From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, December 11th. Bidwell Mansion was destroyed in a fire last night. That's according to an email from Chico State's president. A campus-wide email from the university's police department said the fire started around 3:20 this morning. No other information has been released about the cause of the fire or the status of the building, but an investigation is currently underway. The historic mansion was home of John and Annie Bidwell and is a community landmark. Chico State says the campus itself has not been impacted, though some buildings near Bidwell Mansion will be closed today. The public is being asked to avoid the area. Millions of dollars for the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center in Chico could soon be available to Butte County. The county's Behavioral Health Department yesterday received approval by supervisors to apply for a $38 million state grant to fund the opening of a 40-bed facility. The facility would open where the former Enloe Behavioral Health Unit once stood on Cohasset Road. The rehabilitation center would help patients transition between inpatient and outpatient care. The supervisor's approval was unanimous. In other news, a popular area in the North State along the Sacramento River has been put into conservation. NSPR's Adia White has more.
The area stretches along 300 acres between Redding and Red Bluff near Jelly's Ferry Road. It's home to milkweed as well as mature groves of cottonwoods, oaks, and sycamores, making it crucial for western monarch butterflies and native birds. The organization Western Rivers Conservancy recently purchased the land and transferred it to the Bureau of Land Management for public use. The agencies say they are also beginning to restore river habitat for Chinook salmon, green sturgeon, winter steelhead, and Pacific lamprey. The surrounding area is widely visited among anglers, birdwatchers, and hikers. BLM plans to open up the new parcel for recreation soon. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
And finally, Sutter County Superior Court was temporarily evacuated yesterday due to a potential bomb threat. The courthouse in Yuba City was closed and morning court sessions were canceled after several notes were found in county offices alluding to a possible bomb threat. The Sutter County Sheriff's Office did not say what was written on the notes. Law enforcement quickly evacuated the building. Evacuation orders were later issued to areas within a quarter mile distance of the courthouse. Emergency officials were able to enter the building and found no threats. County detectives are currently working to identify a potential suspect behind the notes. Evacuation orders were lifted before noon. The Superior Court was reopened. The canceled morning sessions will be rescheduled. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, December 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.